Hello and welcome to Insider Profile. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network, the latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. You can find it at www.cmpnet.com.
Of course, they want everything for free, but when you give them free, the level of quality of game that you get for free becomes pretty boring after a while.
Cal Morrell is Senior Vice President of Marketing and Strategic Development at Engage Games Online. Cal is responsible for the company's advertising and PR programs, as well as bringing on content and distribution partners. Cal has a unique vision for his company and the winding path the industry is taking. Come, take a ride with Game Power's Eddie Frazier as we investigate the future of online gaming.
Optimistic statement about the internet.
The internet is probably the most exciting thing to happen to marketing since the Gutenberg press.
Your most pessimistic statement about the internet.
It's so large that every day it's impossible to even grab a piece of it. It's like the old proverb of blind men trying to search an elephant and describe it to themselves.
About one of your most recent accomplishments, besides getting engaged, of course.
Recent accomplishments, I would say, pretty much we've been trying to take this business model that Engage was on from trying to be a gaming site and kind of morphing it into a game distributor. So I feel very excited about that. We've been able to do expansion overseas, excited to close deals with ICL in England, and we'll be doing some interesting things in the next couple of weeks here in the U.S. as well.
How exactly did you change the business model?
Well, basically, coming from a retail CD-ROM type of marketplace, I did that for 5 or 6 years, and looking as I moved to the internet and looked at the possibilities of gameplay over the internet, I saw a resemblance of aggregation of people, customers, consumers, around the ISPs or OSPs, and basically saw the game development companies having the same problem of trying to build product, getting it in some format, and then trying to get it all the way through to the customers. And I looked at Engage, and I saw that Engage kind of sits in between as an aggregator, but the best role that we could play would be to supply for the developers those eyeballs from the ISPs and OSPs.
What do you feel like is the present state of online gaming?
I think online gaming is in a tremendous growth phase right now. I think more and more people are turning away from, I'll say television, because I think that's what the surveys I've been reading have said. And I think chat was the first most exciting thing. And then I think people like to chat and they like to explore, but then they like to do other things and have common goals. And so gaming, entertainment, I think is on a tremendous uptick right now. What I don't see necessarily is any common understanding for a consumer of knowing what the value of that experience is. You know, some places it's free, some places it's, $40 to buy a game and then I can get it for free after that, and some places it's, a dollar an hour.
How do you see solving that? Mass confusion?
I think, solving is a tough word. I think the market will solve itself and the consumers will vote with their dollars and the rest of us will follow. And so part of what being at Engage is about has been listening and talking to our consumers. I mean, of course they want everything for free. Why not? But when you give them free, and I won't name any companies, some companies have given free, the level of quality of game that you get for free becomes pretty boring after a while. And it's my belief right now with the data in today, if it doesn't change anymore, I think they want to give their money to a consistent marketplace, which is probably the ISPs and the OSPs, not necessarily individual gaming companies or aggregators.
Broad sense in a visionary sense that you want to talk about?
Interesting. I mean, if a broad subject that's always on my mind. But basically, I think the issue is trying to find out what are some of the best experiences, what are some of the things that people are willing to pay for in this gaming environment. I sometimes struggle, do people really want to have the greatest, newest 3D experience, or do they want to have a game that's more social and a game that incorporates maybe some traditional types of gameplay or entertainment? And I think I know the answer to it. I think the answer is there are many different types of games and genres that will work. But what I'm most interested in as a question is, how do people want to be provided that information? Is there a particular format that people like? Do people really like massively multiplayer games, or do they like games that form smaller cliques and clubs? Is there an optimum grouping of people where, you know, a social experience is fun, and then just like at a party, sometimes you sit there and you kind of get to a corner with a group of people because you can't deal with 100 people at one time.
You don't want to deal with 100 people at one time.
Exactly. It's kind of that overload. And why all of a sudden in a game may be chaos, but is chaos sustaining, or is it just fun for a few minutes and I just have to get out of there and go do something else? Method. Because I think the overall online gaming experience will be developed by new games that are developed for the online medium alone. The social atmosphere and that interaction that is dynamic will be integrated by some bright group of people or game developer into this new genre of game that I think will really kick this industry into that hockey stick growth that we're all talking about.
Do you think that there's going to be this revolution in gaming and building communities totally different than anything we've seen so far?
I think it's really going to come down to supplying a place for people to hang out, people to do whatever they want, and maybe just giving them implements or tools to invent their own games or have their own kind of entertainment. And so it's the same type of thing. The internet for gaming is so new, most of the people just learning about it, probably the younger people who see it for the first time, will see it in a more natural state and will say, oh, that's really good, I can do, you know, this or that with it and create this new environment. An example I use all the time in the industry, and people laugh at me because it states my age, I used to sell equipment to banks when I was at IBM. And we sold a device that the people in the banking industry said just would never catch on. And not to give it away just yet, but to say the reason that they gave that it wouldn't catch on was because it didn't dispense change. You couldn't get coins out of it. Well, this device is called the ATM now, and of course, we can't live without them. So it's that whole point of, I mean, who gets anything less than a $20 bill now out of a machine? But years ago when it was being introduced, people worried about, how do I cash my check and get 17 cents back with it? So that's the metaphor I usually use to say that same kind of thinking, breaking the mold thinking, will happen, and I'm hoping that I'll just, you know, be able to recognize it with the first group of people instead of watching the wave go by me.
You've been listening to Insider Profile. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. We'll be back next week with another Insider Profile.